This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation NFL News of the Day coming up. We got Greg Maddux at 3:20, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. He, of course, will be part of the Invited Celebrity Classic next month. You can go ahead and get your tickets for that. Can't wait to talk with Greg Maddux, hear his thoughts on what it's like to defend a World Series championship. And is he going to get out there to visit our Texas Rangers out in Surprise? Of course, we're the home of your World Series champion Rangers here on 105.3 The Fan. 2-0, Rangers up on the Diamondbacks right now in spring training action. Pretty solid debut here for Urania. He's got no runs, 2 hits, 3 1/3 innings, couple of strikeouts, does have a couple of walks.
Yeah, they got that run. I think the first run I know off Zach Gallen.
Is Zach Gallen off the start for the D-backs?
He started for the D-backs, so that's a good, if you're kind of getting to him in the first, I think that's a nice little start to your day.
Yeah, 2 runs, 2 hits over 2 innings against Zach Gallen. So drew a couple of walks.
There you go.
The ball really well.
There you go.
And, hey, they're carrying over that World Series success they had in that second matchup there in Game 5. That's what we like here for your Rangers. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We do have Gavin Dawson and Eric Giafalo both on assignment today. Dawson going to be coaching his daughter's soccer game, and it's a big tournament, so send Gavin and Eric your well wishes. We got Lucius Alexander, Extended Edition, LA Live, coming up at 5:20. Carter Freeman running your video. Appreciate everybody who joins us on Twitch and on YouTube. And tomorrow, come party with us, baby. Dallas Boat Show, 2 to 7. Visit DallasBoatExpo.com for tickets. We're going to be out there at Dallas Market Hall, just up the road from our studio, so that's going to be fun. Can't wait to party with all the Tolos tomorrow at the Dallas Boat Show. Maybe you find a boat that you want to buy.
There's a lot of
last
things.
Last year when we were out there, dude.
Yeah. There's a lot of beautiful boats out there. And it's more than that, too. Like, if you're into wakeboarding and skiing.
They got good clothes.
They got clothes. They got wetsuits. Seriously, they've got all the top vendors from around the country are showing up. So if you're into the water scene, man, the boat show has you covered.
Yes, they do. Okay, the big news today, Justin Simmons got released by the Denver Broncos.
I got to look at him.
Another free agent safety that is out there.
How much dead money are the Broncos going to carry?
Yeah, I feel like
I know. It's a savings. I think he was due $18 million. I think they save $14 million, so maybe that's a $4 million charge right there for the carry. But, man, yeah, that is a, by the way, that is a Todd France client.
Okay.
So if, if you could play nice to Dak, maybe.
Find a way to parlay that into Justin Simmons.
They get a safety out of the deal,
former All-Pro.
Yeah, get a safety out of the deal,
yeah,
too.
That wouldn't be bad. Team captain. But, yeah, my goodness. So Simmons had an $18.25 million salary.
And the savings.
His release, it's $3.75 million in dead money for the Broncos. I guess they're going to save $14.5
million. There you go. Yeah. There you go. The dead money. That's just piling up for them.
It really
right
is.
Now.
It's been insane. Now, this is interesting because Russell Wilson is a big part of the dead money.
Yeah.
Steelers expected to meet with former Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson. This was interesting because we had heard that the Steelers, probably not a team that was going to covet adding a Russell Wilson.
Steelers are not ever going to let you know what they're doing.
They seem like they're definitely holding things close to the vest.
They don't really want you to know exactly what they're doing. They're sneaky in the way they operate, too. They always seem to kind of get on the good players and kind of get some deals. I always remember drafting, and when the Steelers took somebody, I was like, damn, maybe we should have took that guy. I remember a couple of times they took Kendrell Bell behind us. The Quincy Carter draft. We had a first-round grade on Kendrell Bell, linebacker from Georgia, and right after us, they take him, and that kid made AFC Defensive Rookie of the Year. I just went, oh.
Of course. That's how it is now with the Ravens. Yeah. I feel like if the Ravens take anybody, and then Ravens the Steelers are still a good drafting team, especially with receivers.
Yeah.
But, man, if Ravens take a guy, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. He's probably going to be pretty good. But the report from The Athletic was that the Steelers weren't interested in Justin Fields either. They had no interest because they believed in their current starter, Kenny Pickett, and they've doubled down on their approach for that. Well, former
Who won the playoff games for him? Who got him into the playoffs? Was that Hodges? Who got him into the – why am I
– Well, Duck Hodges was several years ago.
No, it wasn't. I mean, why am I going brain
dead? Kenny Pickett was their quarterback from this past year.
Yeah, but somebody else got him in the playoffs. He got hurt.
He did get hurt. Who the hell was
their
backup?
Damn it, I hate when that happens.
They did have another guy. It's really just Mike Tomlin that's getting him into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because of how damn good he is.
Yeah.
But it's just – yeah, they've had Mitchell Trubisky – who I think might have even just re-signed there. Trubisky was a guy that was playing. But, yeah, find that out. But here was the former play-by-play guy, Bill Hargrove, who just retired, longtime Steeler. He was not really into the Russell Wilson.
Mason deal. Rudolph.
Mason
My
Rudolph,
gosh,
that's
why
right.
Couldn't I
Oklahoma State.
I couldn't remember. He played
Mason Rudolph, who stunk, too.
Yeah, he played four games for him, got him in the playoffs. God, I was
that's
thinking
who
Hodges.
No, I blanked on – well, Hodges did it a couple years ago.
Hodges
Mason
did a couple,
Rudolph.
Yeah,
but that just shows you the power of Mike Tomlin. So underrated. Yeah. But here's Bill Hillgrove on what's going on with the Steelers quarterback situation.
I think what they'll do is they'll bring in a veteran quarterback to give competition to Kenny and believe me, I watched Kenny at Pitt for 5 years. He knows how to win. He's just been a victim of some very challenging circumstances. And I think now with Arthur Smith in charge, Arthur, from what I understand, adapts to the challenge. He's not a hotshot that has to do it his way.
So Russell Wilson making sense is maybe that veteran quarterback to compete with Kenny Pickett. I mean, you've probably seen enough from Kenny Pickett to realize he's not the guy that's going to do it for you unless, I don't know. Look, Mason Rudolph also looked terrible. And then all of a sudden, here he goes on a four-game run. You make the postseason, and, of course, you lose pretty quickly, and it wasn't a good game at all.
Well, he was 3-0. He did something obviously right for them. He's like 75% passer. I kind of thought they were not going to do anything because they were confident in Mason Rudolph. That's where I was kind of going with that.
Well, apparently Arthur Smith does like Kenny Pickett. They've met with him.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting if indeed Russell Wilson, who now is going to meet with the Steelers, and I did see a report contradicting to what The Athletic said, that they're still open maybe if the price comes down on Justin Fields to look into that possibility. Speaking of Justin Fields, former NFL general manager, Mike Mayock, who was on the Greenlight podcast with Chris Long.
Boy,
but Mike Mayock.
A lot of bad picks, Mike Mayock.
He was not good with the Raiders. That's why he's out there now as a free agent. But the Bears potentially trading Justin Fields.
You're the Bears, and you know one way or another. Right now, what are you taking into consideration if you're like, we know we're trading him? Like, take me inside their war room as far as protecting that information.
Well, the beauty for them is that, obviously, with the first pick, it changes everything because nobody can jump you, right? So you're dictating everything. As far as trading Justin Fields, you know, I see a lot of stuff out there about what's the best timing. Should they do it now, before free agency, when teams need quarterbacks and there's a bunch of teams, will that maximize value? Or would waiting till near the draft or during the draft maximize value? I can tell you from my experience, I had some calls on Derek Carr. You know, Derek was getting better every year with John Gruden and that offensive staff, Greg Olson and our guys. Derek was really, I thought he got better each year. And in 21, we go to the playoffs. He was a top 10 or 12 quarterback, no matter whether you like him or not. He was. We were getting to the draft, and I'm getting phone calls on Derek, and people are offering significant things. And this, the closer the draft got, the more a couple of GMs were panicked about what's going to be left. There was nothing in free agency. I don't think I'm going to be able to get up high enough to get the guy I want. What's going to be left, right? So you can make a case, I think, either way. I've always believed that if you control quality, if you control value, you're going to be fine with leverage. I think there's going to be a market for Fields if they want to move them. And I think that whether it's now or later, they're going to be fine.
Hey, yo, where's he from?
Philadelphia.
Dar.
Yeah.
Not Derek, but Dar.
No. Dark. Yeah,
Dark. Getting better every time you said it. Every time you said it, my ears perked up.
Yeah, Dark. He's from Philadelphia. He went to school at Boston College.
He did go to Boston College.
Yeah.
Mike, quicker than fast. Yeah, Mike Mayock.
He did. He reminded us he did well 1 year.
Yeah, year. Okay, playoffs. Congratulations.
He had
they
all
took
those
Cleveland
picks.
Farrell.
All those picks those guys had. And
it wasn't
man,
good.
just wasn't good.
Was not.
I had some calls on Derek Carr.
Yeah. Dark Carr. You probably should have taken those. Because they did end up moving him away. But it's going to be fascinating what happens with Justin Fields. Adam Schefter was also talking like they probably need to try and do this sooner than later. The asking price needs to come down. I think you could definitely do it probably for a third. I think they wanted a first. They're not going to get that.
No.
Now they're probably going to have to drop down to a second. We'll see. I think there's teams that are probably interested. They just want to do it at their price, which is kind of how the Cowboys do business as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll have to see moving forward what happens with the quarterback dominoes. Does it end up being prior to free agency? Or do they wait this thing out and it ends up being maybe even after the draft with Justin Fields? I don't know, but it's a fascinating conundrum that the Bears are in. Now, when it comes to Russell Wilson, okay, Steelers an option there. Panthers head coach Dave Canales said this is not the situation for Russell Wilson, as the obvious answer is Bryce Young there. That's why they hired Dave Canales. They want to try and get the most of him, but they were looking like, okay, would Russ make sense as a backup to maybe mentor Bryce Young? I don't know that Russ is really the mentoring type of guy. He seems like he's not the best of teammates from what we've heard.
I think that, I'll say this, I need to talk to Sean. Every time I talk to Sean about Russell Wilson, though, he was positive about the person.
Okay.
You know, he wasn't, there were some things that he didn't particularly, that he felt like he couldn't help him with, and that's ultimately why they move on. But I never got the feeling that he was a bad guy. And maybe he's a little bit different. Maybe is the word eccentric? Is that kind
eccentric?
Of eccentric? Yeah, is that right?
Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah, that he's maybe that he lives in a fantasy world, that maybe he's one of those kind of those quarterbacks that just reality's not all there.
A little arrogant.
Arrogant?
A little arrogant, sure.
Yeah. But I kind of feel like, though, that I never heard anything like he was like a bad dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just like hard to reach sometimes from his teammates.
There's, like I said, there's things that people could say about Tony Romo and him in the locker room.
Yeah, it's true.
That
we have heard some not so great things.
That are very parallel to probably what Russ is going through right now.
It's a great
comparison. There was times where Romo was, when Dak was having that success and, the team was gravitating towards him, they felt like, guys like Jason Witten and Dez Bryant and those guys, they kind of said, listen, this guy might be our ship to get to
get to
the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all kind of left Tony by the wayside. And Tony tried to rally and have parties at the house, have guys over, and everybody was kind of looking at each other like, whoa, where'd this come from?
Yeah.
A
little too little too late.
Yeah. So, quarterbacks can be that way. Some of them are super, super good teammates, and others are like, I really don't have time for you today.
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Bills went ahead and cleaned house yesterday, opened about $35 million worth of cap space. They also restructured Von Miller's deal. He's now got a base value of $8.85 million. And a chance to make up to $20 million with incentives, according to the new deal. They were in a difficult situation where they might have had to designate post-June 1 because he had a massive cap hit. But Von Miller working with the Bills to bring down that deal. Taylor Rapp also re-signed with Buffalo. 3-year deal worth $14.5 million. So they at least have one safety there after Micah Hyde's a free agent. And then they cut Jordan Poyer yesterday. And Mitchell Trubisky, ex-Steeler, gets a 2-year deal, $5.25 million with the Bills. So Trubisky did sign, but it was with the Bills and not the Steelers. Giants tight end Darren Waller considering retirement. He said a decision could come pretty soon.
He's beat up.
Could go either direction. He could either play or retire.
Poor guy can't stay healthy. I mean, every time.
I thought that was really going to work for them.
I did too. That scared me to death. I didn't know anybody in the division that was going to be able to cover him.
Right.
Because
he's a problem.
He just can't stay healthy. That's a big issue for him.
Yeah. And then the Eagles have released Avante Maddox, their defensive back. He had a $9.6 million cap hit, both sides agreeing to mutually part ways there.
Yeah.
I remember Maddox, man, 2 years ago, he was really, really good. Only played 4 seasons, tore his pec, and was out for the year. It's a big reason why their secondary struggled.
Yeah.
Is quite a good player, but injuries have also been an issue for him.
Surprising how they didn't maybe keep him around, but Bradbury and Slay, boy, they were bad last year.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Really, really bad.
And they
bad.
Were bad at safety, too.
They sure were.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers did like a 3-hour podcast. He was on the Keep Hammer Collective podcast.
Who?
Yeah, Keep Hammer.
Oh.
That's just what the podcast is called. That's not a person's name.
Oh.
Just what the podcast is called.
Who's involved in this podcast?
Whoever this dude is, Hammer.
Oh.
Honestly, I've never seen the show before. This was a first for me.
But, 3 hours?
Yeah, he sat down, talked
about it. You talking about the Aaron Rodgers situation?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen like the track list, basically, of the topics that they talked about?
Some of the topics are quite interesting.
Lucius, who is this guy? who is this guy, Lucius? Is he a world-renowned guy, or is...
The like podcaster?
The podcaster?
A conspiracy guy is what I was told by Medford. Medford told me it's a conspiracy guy.
Okay. It's right up Aaron Rodgers' alley.
I see why he did it for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, basically, here's a quick cut of him talking about how long he wants to play.
How can I be my best with my diet today, with my fluid intake? Just everything down to a T to try and get better. And I got back on the practice field late in the season and couldn't get to a top speed sprinting, but really been in a good place rehab-wise from the start and feeling really good. And, I'm hopeful I can play 2 or 3 or 4 more years, but you need to have some good fortune there too.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to end up playing that long. We'll see. I feel like he is a year-to-year kind of guy, but I wish him the best. He also gave a lot of love to their kickers. Said he wants that punter and kicker back. Those guys are weapons. Somebody's out here vying for them. Cameron Haynes is the name of the podcaster that hosts that show.
Cameron Haynes. So Cameron he's a Haynes. Conspiracy guy?
Apparently.
Do they get into JFK kind of stuff? Aliens? Flat Earth? What else we do?
He gets into a lot of stuff, but that's interesting. If you
would
want
you
to
call
go...
Joe Rogan a conspiracy guy?
I would say he is, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. He's open to conspiracies.
People are going
to
attack me for calling him a conspiracy guy. Say that on a fan text. But then Joe is that. You
Joe
know,
is
like,
that. Absolutely.
He likes
is.
It.
Yeah.
This
is a red pill podcast.
No, he completely he leans into it. He really does.
Yeah, he does. All right, let's catch up with Greg Maddux, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer, World Series champion, 4-time Cy Young winner. Greg Maddux joins us next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.